Pledge allegiance to the flag.
Tom Barrett snaps to attention during the flag salute that begins every Sitka chamber meeting. He spent 35 years in the Coast Guard, 13 of them in Alaska between Juneau and Kodiak, eventually rising to the level of vice commandant of the service. In some ways, he's the perfect individual to operate the Trans-Alaska Pipeline. Keeping large steel infrastructure in top condition has been his life's work. Whether it's a ship or a pipeline, the issues are the same.
This is kind of the stuff that, I wouldn't say it keeps me awake at night, that it's on my radar pretty much all the time, but we're 40 years old. And any 40-year-old system, or any 40-year-old vessel, right, age brings issues with it. And it's a constant attention thing. Corrosion's a major threat to us. Mechanical systems break down. We're constantly renewing. And a fair amount of investment goes into keeping our operation reliable and safe and environmentally positive.
Barrett said that the biggest technical challenge for the pipeline was lower volume. At its historical peak in 1998, the Trans-Alaska Pipeline, called TAPS for short, moved 2 million barrels of oil per day from the North Slope to Valdez in a trip that took about 4 days. Currently, the flow is one quarter of that, about 500,000 barrels per day, and it makes the trip in 18 days. Most people assume that this would be easier overall on the pipeline systems, but Barrett said this is not the case.
It's counterintuitive, but it's harder for us to operate safely with the low flow. The example I give is it's kind of like your car, right? So if you have a reasonably new car and it's designed to run along the highway at 55 miles an hour, it's most efficient, most reliable. That's kind of the space it's in. If you drove it all the time at 15 miles an hour, pretty soon you're building up carbon and soot, and it's starting to clunk along a bit, and you're getting backfires. Well, that's kind of what our system is the same way. We're designed to move a lot more. Moving less is harder. It's not that there's less oil in the pipe. The pipe is always full, okay? The pipe is always full. There's always a little over 9 million barrels of oil in that line every day. But it's the flow rate, how fast it moves down the line, and that slowness causes us problems with water and freezing. Alaska's still Alaska. And wax.
Barrett said that his company's engineers had developed equipment to remove the paraffin buildup in the pipeline and re-entrain it if possible. Otherwise, it's barged south to Washington State as hazardous waste. Another big problem is keeping the oil warm. Where once snow completely melted from the system's storage tanks, workers now have to go up and shovel all winter long. Barrett operates a pipeline. He's not in the oil business. He didn't have answers for the Sitka Chamber about future prospects for oil development on the North Slope, but he did not expect TAPS to be going out of service anytime soon.
I'm absolutely confident I can operate down to that 300,000 barrel range safely now. I know that. And we're doing a lot of research to figure out how could we get below that. And I think that will solve most or a lot of the technology issues. But in terms of having this system, what's the cost per barrel? And that folds into the cost of exploring and producing and all the logistics that go with Alaska. I don't have a perfect answer. There's no, it's not immediate, right? I'm looking, I'd like to have the line around at least another 40 years.
Although Barrett was preparing to operate TAPS at even lower flows, he was optimistic. Over the last 3 years, the flow rate through the pipeline has been stable or increased. I'm worried about below 300, he said, but it's not in my face. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.